our faith may increase, Father. Father, we pray that you will reveal yourself even this morning, O Father, to us here, O Lord, so that we may know you better and know how to serve you, Father. We are living in a very bad time, Lord, in the times of deception, O Father, where the devil uses the pulpits to lie to the people, to deceive the people. Father, we are so thankful that you have sanctified us for the truth and you have chosen us for this truth, Father. And you have sharpened our ears, Father, so that we may hear the voice of the Spirit, Father. May you continue to bless us with your ways of eternal life, O Lord, so that, Father Jehovah, we may hold on unto this truth up until we see you face to face, O Lord.
Amen.
You have given us a promise that some, they shall meet with him without tasting death. We are looking forward on that promise, Father, because we know that it is true and it will happen, O Father. We ask all these blessings in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Lord, I avail myself, Lord, to minister to your people this morning with a clear conscience that, Father, it is your Holy Spirit that knows the truth of your way. It is the Holy Spirit that can testify this truth better, O Father. I invite him this morning that he may speak the ways of eternal life to elect, Father. Just for the sake of the Lord, not to miss any weight, not to miss any service this morning. We ask all this in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Father, we say amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Saints,
amen.
Are we happy to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. David said, I was glad when they said that I was going to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I just hope that we are also glad, saints.
Yes, sir.
I don't like to waste time, saints. Worshippers may be seated. The Lord may richly bless you for blessing us with the gospel songs that revive our spirits, that invite the presence of the Lord in the church. Amen. I would like to greet our pastor in his absence, and his wife, in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. I would like to greet our elders in the church and their wives in the name of our Lord. And I greet you, the congregation as a whole, in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Saints, it's a great privilege for us to be in the house of the Lord, to listen to this weight that seems to be hard to the world, because it leads us to sacrifice a lot of things which we were calling life on earth. We are so grateful to the Lord for giving us this way of eternal life. If we are faithful enough, saints, he shall reveal even more unto us. If we are more sincere, he shall reveal himself to us. I remember the prophet, he said, if you become more sincere, you will even know the thoughts of their hearts and the intents of their heart. Amen. The prophet was a great prophet. He did a lot of miracles, but the Lord needed sincerity so that he can reveal himself even more. So we need to approach the Lord with so much sincerity, saints, so that we may always see him in the church. Amen.
Amen.
Give him preeminence and to acknowledge his word as the only life that we need. Amen.
Amen.
So without any waste of time, saints, I'd like to read the book of Mark, chapter 16. Amen, saints. You can't preach the weight against the weight. Amen. Glory to Jesus.
Yeah.
Everything that is in the scripture, yeah, it is always relevant.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. It is always relevant. High theory is like a wine. And when they are built, it becomes more strong.
Amen,
saints. So the reason why we say that is so that we don't see ourselves organizing, making an organization around a certain revelation. And even furthermore, we don't move any further, or we don't consider all what the scripture is saying. Amen. Harif Mali Bali Azana. The group of Ibala of Elavina, Tantarela today, I'm gonna read a lot of scriptures and very long scriptures, since I know you can read it yourself, but we are in the house of God here, the fellowship here, so have a let us read the words or the Bible for each other. Amen. Harif Mali Bali Azana. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said amongst themselves, "Who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" You see, there is a little bit of not understanding the way, because Jesus told them that on the third day, amen, he shall be resurrected. Amen. So, and when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side. Is it saying a young man sitting here? Amen. So a young man. Amen. Clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, "Be not affrighted. You see Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you." And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Amen. Now, when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils. And she went, and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that he appeared in another form unto 2 of them, as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. See the problem, where the problem is. Amen. They have believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. You see? And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." See? Shall be saved. "But he that believeth not shall be damned." And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Hallelujah.
May the Lord bless the reading of His word, saints. You may be seated. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, saints. So, the title of our message is very simple. I don't know if the saints will understand this one. I'm not an English speaking person. So, whatever that comes into my mind, I say it. Amen. But I ask that we understand it. Amen. Our title is Why Jesus? Why it had to be Jesus? Or why Jesus? Our inspiration is a soul winning campaign. Amen.
Amen.
Our inspiration is a soul winning campaign. And our title, Why Jesus? Amen, sis. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So when you read this book of Mark, says, you will realize that for these people who were with so much sincerity, going to the Lord, to visit Him at the grave, but there is little of unbelief here. So whatever that Jesus taught them while He was still alive, it just revealed that they didn't understand and they didn't take Him on the way that He was preaching at that time.
Amen.
Because they went there, their mind didn't tell them that we might not find Him there. And He told them, where shall He go after His resurrection? That's why the young man is telling them that, as He told you, He went before you to Galilee. You see? They told His disciples, the people who were there when Jesus was teaching them these things. But there was no understanding. The scripture here is exposing them that whatever that Jesus said, they didn't receive it. They had sincerity, but did not believe in the way. Because they respected Jesus so much, that's why they went to His grave to anoint Him. You see? When we pray to Almighty. So there are these good things which we can do that are not the way. And you find out that we don't believe the real way, but we come to church. Because it is the easiest thing to come. But the issue is believing what He said. You see? There are things which we can put effort on, which looks like salvation, but does not believe in His word. It was beautiful here because Jesus came and they got another chance so that Jesus may open their understanding. You see, it was another chance. Amen. But we are in a position that if we miss Him on His way, there is no other opportunity whereby there is someone who shall open our understanding if we don't seek His understanding now. When He comes, He doesn't come to clarify things to us.
Come on now.
He come for picking His bride up. He won't even reach earth to discuss things which we did not understand when they were preached to us by our pastors. He came to those who had understanding, who received this weight, and they are ready to be raptured. Amen. If we can be robbed now by the devil, how shall this be? I remember a preacher once said here in this building that if we may be misled under the anointing of the seventh angel, there is no one who shall be sent to restore us back to the truth. If we are misled, therefore we are totally lost. Jesus won't come to you to reveal himself as Jesus coming with his flesh the same way he appeared to Thomas. We're not going to get that privilege of touching him. If you don't see him in your pastor, in your brother next to you, then you have missed him. Who goes on whatever that is saying by his servant, it is the truth. We don't have that privilege. No, I'll ask for him to touch. Amen. Because sometimes we have this idea that if he was here, I was going to believe him. If he may come by himself, I was going to believe him. They loved Jesus, but they disbelieved what he taught them. They loved him. They followed him wherever he was going. But the issue was believing what he taught them. Amen. So we don't have that opportunity. We must have a strong discernment to see when the Lord speaks with you. However, any voice that will come from anywhere to convince your unbelief. You see? Glory to God. You must take him according to the way he reveals himself to you. And it is so simple that it doesn't need you to have anything set up in your mind. For now, like, how is he going to appear to you? He may use me, amen, to appear to you. He may use anyone to appear to you. Therefore, if you missed him in the wait, you won't know if it's me or it's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's why the Lord is strengthening us in the wait so that we may know him. There is no one who can deceive us when we are mature, when the foundation of our faith is on the way.
Amen.
There is no deception possible. Amen.
Amen.
I will see here.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So now the scripture says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So that Jesus who is sending the people out It is the resurrected Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus who lived with them, he sent them. Amen. To do what? Perform miracles. But the resurrected Jesus is sending us to preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. Therefore, the resurrected Jesus must be revealed to you so that you may know when you get to the people, what are you preaching to the people?
Amen.
Amen. As it is fair, you cannot just wake up and go preach without having the revelation of Jesus who resurrected. Because you are going to mislead the people.
Amen.
When you don't know him. You don't know him. Moses said to him, and he said, I'm a woman. You see?
Amen.
The resurrected Jesus must appear to you to give you this commandment. Y'all will go out. Many went out without this revelation of Jesus who returned to the church.
Amen.
What are they doing to the world? They mislead the people. They baptize people in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. These people, Jesus did not just say, go out. In the book of Luke, the Bible says he opened their understanding, that they may understand scriptures. You see? Because for you to make a disciple, you must be in the image of Christ. Because making a disciple is to duplicate yourself. And if yourself is not Jesus, then you can't preach.
Yeah. Amen.
Hey, it's painful, saints. Because it comes to everyone. Amen. I can feel it as I'm standing here. Amen. The commandment that says, go make disciples. It says, go duplicate yourself. But you can't go to duplicate yourself if you are not in the image of Christ.
No.
Because the person who must be duplicated, it is Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen.
It's a very dangerous thing.
Come on now.
To minister to people without the character of Christ.
Amen.
It's a very dangerous thing. Because whatever you are to those people, that's how they view Jesus and the gospel.
Oh my goodness. Come on.
When you are sent, it's because you have become like him. That does not need the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It needs you to receive his weight, to be shaped in the character of Christ.
Amen.
These disciples, they were mistaken to be Christ. Why? They were disciples.
Oh my God.
They were the duplicates of Christ.
Amen.
Therefore, whatever they share to the people, it is Jesus whom they have become.
Come on now.
If it is not done in that way, the people are going to be misled by the church. Soul winning campaign. Glory to Jesus. For you to enter in a soul winning campaign, you must have the mind of Jesus Christ. When Jesus came on earth, what does the Bible say? Amen. In the book of John, chapter 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Therefore, if that is in you, then you shall go out and minister to the people. We must have the mind of Jesus. The Bible says, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you. Therefore, you shall know how to present But if they refuse to be converted, the position where they are is condemning them. But not you condemning them.
Amen.
Bible says, He sent not His Son to condemn the world, but He sent Him that through Him the world might be saved. Let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you. When Jesus says, go out, you go out by the same inspiration that brought Jesus to come on earth. There is no other inspiration. Is that the people should be saved. It's a soul-winning campaign.
Why?
Not chasing the people in the presence of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
We ensure that a soul is won in the church of Christ.
Amen.
And the heaven shall rejoice when a sinner receives the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
The heaven shall restore, shall rejoice when this mind is in us. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, in this chain of soul winning, Amen says, our part in it is not necessarily the winning of the souls.
Yeah.
Our part is to do what? To become the fishers of men.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus said when He met Peter, the disciples.
Yeah.
He said, come follow me. I shall make you fishers of men. Glory to God. He gave us the ability to invite people to the church.
Amen.
That's the most beautiful thing you can do as a Christian.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, the Lord Himself, it is Him who do the soul winning.
Yeah.
How this is about what I never said again. That is not the soul winning.
Amen.
There are many churches with millions of followers, but there is no soul that is won for God. It is only the Father under the third pool who wins the soul of the people by the preaching of the gospel. Not by any material. The only material He has to win the souls, it is the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. That's when a soul is won. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
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 Therefore, how can the Father do a soul winning campaign if we don't do our part? That's the problem.
Oh my. Come on.
Because He said, I shall make you fishers of men. Glory to God. The same net which Peter went into the sea and came with those many fishes. Jesus said, I shall make you that, but win the people to come into the congregation. Therefore, the Father, by His weight, He shall do a campaign of winning souls. Glory to God. Jesus gave bread to 5,000 people. Many followed Him. They became His disciples. He had about more than 70 disciples. But that was not a soul-winning campaign. A soul-winning campaign started when He said, except you eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man, you have no part in me. That's when the soul-winning started. See? We brought them. He gave us privilege to perform miracles so that they may come. Amen.
Amen.
Then He shall do the soul winning in the church. Serving eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man. Amen. What is the flesh? According to this inspiration, the Bible says, and the way it was made flesh. So He says, except you eat the flesh and drink the blood of it is the way.
Yeah.
Except you eat the way and drink the blood of the Son of Man, you have no part in it.
Amen.
Right? Amen. We fumana ka go beka go ya destiny. You must eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man. You see? Blood always signifies life. According to this that I'm preaching today. Then the way that has life in it shall win your soul. Amen. We are finishing. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
It's beautiful. Amen.
Thank you, Levi. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So after he said that, the rest of his disciples, they left. So you can't say that was a soul winning campaign. Those souls were won. Amen. The soul winning campaign, it is done by the Lord by his word. He draw them into the hands of Jesus. And after they are drawn, there's no one who can pluck them out of his hand.
Yeah.
Those souls, they are won. Their destiny is eternity. You can't say when a soul, his destiny is not determined, and you say they are won. They are won to the church. As we see us, we are made in the church. Glory to God. When we are here, by the preaching of the gospel, the Lord is making a soul willing. Amen. Your destiny is secured. Therefore, your soul is won.
No.
But our work is to become the fishers, to bring the people, so that the Father can do his work.
Amen.
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 Glory.
So that the Father may do his work. Won. So this soul winning campaign, the sixth seed must be revealed to you so that you may know the importance of it. Oh, praise God. The importance of a lost soul. Glory to God. The revelation of the sixth seed reveals to you why is it important for a soul to be saved. It is the one that will inspire you to preach the gospel for people to come into the house of the Lord. When it is not revealed, oh, glory to God. Whatever that God is saying about the final fire and all those kind of things, it is not yet revealed to you how terrible it is for people to go into the legal fire. You cannot wish anyone, oh glory to God, to be captured by the judgment of God if the sixth seed is revealed to you. Glory to God. Noah spent 120 years preaching the gospel for people to escape the sixth seed. To escape that destruction. Because he could not wish anyone to be drawn by water, to be destroyed. Because the Bible says, fear he that can destroy your soul and your flesh. But don't fear the one who can destroy your flesh. When it is the judgment of the Father, that's when you may fear the most. For people to get into the ark. We don't know who's supposed to get into the ark, but our work is to become the fishers of men. Let them come. The Lord will do a soul winning campaign. He shall select according to his way who must enter into the ark. Our work is to preach for 120 years to every creature, as the scripture says. We preach as if we know who must enter and who shouldn't enter into the gospel. Therefore, our gospel is exclusive. shall not go to so and so.
Tout ça vrai.
Why? We don't know our part in this work of salvation. We don't know our part. Glory to God. It is the Lord who cut and pruned the tree so that it brings forth. Glory to God. Abraham did the same thing. God told him that he's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. That cannot quicken joy in you as a person who had that revelation. You see? It will quicken a need for the souls to be priests, to be called into the congregation of God. I don't disappear. Hallelujah. I don't
disappear. Having the mind of Christ.
Never.
According to God. Jesus, we should be like Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus wants everyone to be saved. But the will of the Father is the one doing the election, is the one that brings souls. You see? So Jesus came knowing who and who is not supposed to. And he had to preach according to the will that is revealed to him. Therefore, the will that is revealed to us is the book of Mark chapter 16. Preach the gospel to every creature.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That is our obedience to the words that Jesus has given to us. He had to obey the Father. We obey Jesus. Amen. Abraham couldn't condemn them. The mind that was in Christ wasn't him. The mind that was in Christ, it wasn't him. Stephen didn't do the same thing. He did the same thing. Instead of condemning them, they were tormenting him, killing him. He prayed for them. Jesus at the cross did the same thing. He did the same thing. Amen. Should we close it, saints? Should we close it? Because now to go back to why Jesus, let us read the book of Genesis as we are preparing to close it. Amen. I want to be faithful on time. I want to be the message of the hour. Amen. I mean, the message of the hour, so 1 hour is enough, says. We go home, meditate on the way, and the Lord is giving us something. Amen. So that you may continue to love me. So that you may continue in your life. Amen. Genesis chapter 3. We will read this gospel. We can't talk about salvation and not come here. Adam and Eve, please forgive us.
Amen.
We must talk about this because there was no gospel before you disobeyed the Lord. Everything was nice. Everything was there. So you are the reason why God had to send Jesus. So wherever you are, please, we need to make it clear that you caused us. Amen. You cost us. The Bible says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the garden, of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die. The serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God hath known that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to their eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, you see? And gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. That's the problem. And he also ate. And the eyes of them both were open. They knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God watching in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God, from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Amen. Amen. So the gospel is all about that thing. Where art thou? The soul winning campaign started from the book of Genesis. Amen. Where art thou? It was the Lord doing the work. We may think that it is us who are doing this. It is the Lord who is saying, where art thou? He uses the vessels that are willing to carry him, to go house to house, to say, where are thou? It is he who do the work. It is him who provided a solution for these people. It's him who slay a lamb to clothe these people. He shall do the work. We become the fishers of men. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Where are thou? Where was I reading? Verse 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I hear thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Put it, this was a simple instruction of the Lord, which the Lord made, that do not eat. Amen, says. But Paul is showing us that that's where the problem started, actually. I know that the commandment of the Lord is unto life. But if it didn't come, if we're going to read it now, it's in the book of Romans chapter 7. Amen. The Lord said, you shouldn't eat this tree. And they ate. And this tree was so evil, saints. And if you want to know how evil it is, just look at myself. Amen. Just look at myself, and maybe look at this, at yourself. And look at, just look at the world. The things that we hear every day. Mm. They reveal how evil the tree was.
My mind. Mm.
This is a tree of good and evil. The evil that was in it, you can speak for it, because it has good, a little bit of good in it. Just look at the world today. Then you'll know how evil that tree was. Amen.
Amen.
And now we were already in. We were already in. We are the seed of Adam. We were in him as he was doing this. We see the work of redemption just right there. Salvation. Jesus Christ. The Alpha and Omega.
Amen.
Inspiring Adam to do right. Glory to God. Inspiring Adam that, giving him the revelation of salvation. He just got it there.
Ah.
Amen. Amen, sis. Because if he didn't make means to save his wife by eating, glory to God.
Amen.
We were not going to exist. It was salvation that Adam ate, knowing. The Bible says, a man was not deceived, but the woman was deceived. It was salvation to Eve that Adam ate. If he didn't eat, the preaching of the gospel was not going to exist. God is preaching to the woman to come back, which is the church.
Why? Because this was in Adam, the Son of God. It started right there. Saving you and I. Because the plan of God had to continue. It had to continue. So let us read, saints, the book of Romans chapter 5, just to see the impact of sin in our lives and for the one of now, whatever that Adam did, it was so much dangerous to us. That's why we are in this position. That's why we need the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 1, I mean chapter 5, let's start from verse 1. Amen. It therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. You see, the importance of Jesus Christ just starts there. We have access into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. See? And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also.
Yeah.
Knowing that tribulation worketh patience.
But I'm going to give that. I believe that there is a devil who is against this move of salvation. Because
we rejoice in these things, because when he challenges us, then we know that it does exist.
How do you challenge the promise you?
And patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. How did we become the ungodly? That would be the question, says. Christians one, who really did, but this one ungodly. Did God create a person who is ungodly for this? No, he didn't create a person like that. Therefore, we will see the impact of sin and what sin has stolen from us. Amen. If we may know that, therefore we will know the importance of Jesus Christ. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Amen. Yet, peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commanded his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. How did we become sinners? Because but the first thing when we try to preach this gospel to them, Modabos, how can God create a sin?
Why is this local run already polluted so rather than the demo demoins as well?
Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him.
That's the importance of Jesus Christ.
Amen. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Why did we need reconciliation? You can write these things down, saints, and pray, because the world needs these answers. Why the talk of reconciliation? Obama the talk of Christ, but they will tell you, I will pray to God. I know God exists, but I don't want Jesus. Therefore, it simply means that the people, they lack understanding of what happened to them. They think whoever they are is what God has created. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
Amen, saints.
And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Everything we joy in God through
Those are the questions.
Amen. Wherefore, as by one man sin, as by one man sin entered into the world. Why you can look to Buddha? And death by sin. You see? And so death passed upon all men. For that all have sinned. Amen. Sins. That's the scripture that I was looking for. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. There you go. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We can all have sinned. That's what it means. We can all have sinned. Sin was passed by the disobedience of Adam to the instruction of God. Disobedience didn't cause sin. Amen. But the disobedience led him to contaminate himself with sin. Mudima how chair, if you don't obey, then sin. You see, sin is already there. The only thing that leads us to sin is disobedience. You see? So the tree which Adam ate, it defiled him. Amen. In such a way that God could not live with that person. And he could not jump his instructions, because he said, the day you eat, you shall surely die. The day you eat. And now when we come on earth, we think death is when you are put into the grave. We don't see death even in the plant. There is death in the plant. You cut a plant from a leaf from the plant, then you see that leaf starts the process of death. It is still green for a while, but eventually it will die. It will die out. So the life that is in it, I remember we had a fellowship right here in the church, Wednesday services, and the man of God said, if you cannot just stand for a man, then you will know that you are a dead person. That's for a man to fail. Then you will realize, Mudimu na bua nitare. The day you eat, you shall surely die, and you die. He said, take for example, if you kill a cow and you put it there for 5 days, smell, settles a mob, seven sang of each. You see? So so that in this process of death, at least, have a whole sense of it, have a whole sense of it in you. Because we need it. What we call the fellow of the people that are born of now? From years to the new and now and now. Have you no The only thing ever threatening, okay? At least is the Oscar of soul who are here. Everyone, it's your soul. You see? Oh, glory to God. Someone said a soul has a shadow of the Holy Spirit in it. It has a shadow of life in it. Just for these few years, up until you die, it changes you. Therefore, through Adam's disobedience, we were contaminated. And we were cut off from life. We were disconnected from life. We lost a fellowship with our Father. We lost a relationship with our Father. We could not even identify Him as our Father. It was very personal. That we couldn't call Him Father God. Sometimes we don't see when your father,
That pain, he is your father, but you can't call him your father. You can't call him Father God. Your relationship with him, with your father, in any way, whatever that you do is disgusting to him. Glory to God. When he sees you, he sees someone to be destroyed. That's how bad it was. Bible says, those who believe in Jesus, they shall be given a privilege to be called the sons of God. Why a privilege? It simply shows that our relationship with God was terrible. Your father, you are now given a privilege to be called his son. Glory to God. The people of the world, they think Jesus found us living on earth and he came to disturb us by preaching the gospel to us. He is reconciling us back to our Father.
Amen.
Oh, the most difficult thing, to take the same leaf that fell from the tree and connect it back to the tree so that that tree may receive life. Eternal life. Jesus did not come for miracles on the earth. He did not come to amuse us with the things that are happening in the church. He came to reconcile us back to the Father, back to life again, so that we may receive eternal life. That's the mission of the Lord Jesus Christ, by preaching the gospel to us. So the people want to be told that Jesus wanted to be rich. It is in your forehead to become rich. But his purpose is for your soul to receive eternal life. That's the mission of the Lord. Jesus did not come to give you another level. He came to save your soul.
Yes, sir.
That when the day of salvation comes, your soul is secured. And your destiny is sealed.
Amen.
Because that day is coming. It is coming. So the people of the world, they play church. I saw another song where he says, he opened his church also. He speaks of Moenwe in the church. Doing all these things in the church. They ask him, why are you doing that? He said, because I'm a younger. And many pastors, they come to me to receive power to do these things in the church. I gave them that and I saw that they made money. Therefore, I'm doing the same. They have made the gospel a joke.
My.
He says, I'm a younger. The most of the money that I make, it comes from the pastors. He opened his church also. He said, I give them things, I put things here. When they say fire, people fall. When they fall, I know what is in them. He was very angry that I give them this power and they come back and say, the people shouldn't go to the Nyanga. When they come to the Nyanga. And the people like that, who are fair just for nothing, when the salvation is in the preaching of the word of God.
Amen.
It is just a game. They come to do their business because they have made it a business in the church. Therefore, now they preach against some women so that I don't get clients. They are the only clients, my clients. How can I tell the Nyanga are demons when they get power from me? But rather than to him here, because the people think Jesus has come so that we will emonunu during the service.
The gospel is very serious, saints.
Amen.
It is very serious. It got eternal life into it. And the problem is you can't convince people about eternal life. Very difficult. But we can't compromise. They will follow us in believing the eternal life. They rather follow us than to lie to the people and give them what the Lord has not come for. Amen, saints. Why Jesus? It's a very long thing, saints. This is our inspiration in our fellowship. We are trying to answer these questions to the fellowship that we have. Or hobani Jesus? Why ufloka Jesus? Your life tells you you need Jesus. You need something. You might not know it. The rich are not happy. They say, being poor, it was better. It was better the time when I had nothing. Because these riches, they don't give me a peace of mind. It was better for me to be just become an average person who can just afford, put plate on the table, and that's all. Now that I'm here, I don't have my own life. Amen. There is no comfortable place. The poor, they do the same thing. They are not comfortable where they are. The Bible is saying that. Solomon, okay, don't make me rich to such an extent that I'll ask for na mudimuga.
Yeah.
But also, don't make me poor so that I may do what I may steal. Kuri, diabolo kona utswasa u richi, upumuzu toba richi, about tswagali poverty. Poverty is the one that causing crimes each and every day. Death each and every day. The riches are doing the same. They have their own temptations than just an average person. Amen, says. In the book of Romans, when you read the book of Romans, then you realize that you need the Lord Jesus Christ, who can deliver you from yourself. A man has become an enemy to himself. Whatever they do, they are working against themselves.
Why?
You see? They want to make profits by the genetic modified food. People die at early age because they don't eat healthy. Whatever a man is doing without being inspired by the Lord, he works against himself. He makes death to become possible and easy at an early age. In the time that we are living in, we don't even have a hope of living 200 years. But both Adam and Eve 900 years, 800 years. Why? The things which we do, they work against ourselves. They make death even possible. But we view them as the solution to our problem. The only solution to man is Jesus.
Amen.
He is the Lord Jesus Christ, our only Savior, saints. We may stand on our feet. We will finish it up, saints. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
We need the Lord Jesus Christ, saints. Amen. Hari Kwala Master, for a word of prayer, the Democratic will pray for us, himself.
For each and every one of us, Lord. I believe there is not even one person who doesn't feel involved in this preaching, Lord. You came and spoke a word that is directed to each and every one of us in here. Therefore, Father, I want to highly remind Papa and Chilean that's in everywhere he went because the Father directed him to a soul that he has to save. He had to expose himself to a soul that has to hear the word. Father, if we bear the image of the same Jesus, what are we going to do to all of these places that we go to? If we truly bear the same image as Jesus. Father, therefore, everywhere we go, we must be attracting people to the way so that the souls can be saved. We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you enable us, oh Father, as your word has given us the ability, Father God, to be you to the world that does not know you. We ask in Jesus' name that you remove all the fear that is in our hearts, Father God, that we may be able to fulfill, Father, the instruction that you have given us to go into the world and make disciples, oh Father. We know that we cannot save no soul. Souls are saved by you. We cannot win any soul. The souls are won by you. But you have given us, you have equipped us, Father, with the ability to bring us, to bring them to you, O Lord. Because, Father, we just throw the net in and pull every kind of fish that is in there. You are the one who's doing the selection for the ones that you want. Because you only came for those who you have lost. Therefore, Father God, we don't know who you have lost. We may think that we are found, we are part of the lost, but you are the one who knows who you have lost. Therefore, your word is the one that will attract and bring home those who you have lost. We ask in Jesus' name that we don't just become barren Christians, we don't just become unfruitful Christians, but we multiply ourselves, we duplicate, make copies of the same Jesus that we have become. We thank you, Lord. May you bless your servant, this wonderful day, Lord. May you increase your knowledge in him. May you reveal yourself more. Give him the love for the gospel and the love of the truth, O Lord. May you use him as a sharp tool, O Father God, that will be able to pierce through every wall, O God, that is hiding all the sin that we have. We build walls every time to hide sin and hide the devil. But Lord, may you use him as a sharp tool, Father God, a strong tool that will bring down any wall to bring out sin and expose it to the wind. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, for we know that all the ministers, the preachers, they go directly in the forefront of the battle, where the battle is hot, where there is so much casualties, oh Father. That's where you put them. Everybody else is at the back having a nice time. Therefore, Father, the ministers will take the shots while people are saved at the back. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you increase the love for your people, Father God. You increase the love for the lost souls. You increase, Father God, so that all of us may become Jesus to somebody who does not know you. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Amen, amen.
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 Amen, saints.
Amen.
Did we enjoy the word?
Amen.
Amen.